from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
People reeling from Paul's meltdown. Dan Zangrilli handled that incredibly well. He was like Nurse Ratchet on One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and Paul was Jack Nicholson when they didn't show the World Series, if you remember that movie. Probably nobody does.
Right.
You remember it, though, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
He was just very, very stern.
Dan was always very calm.
Calm is one word. He was stern, and he wasn't going to change his opinion.
That was
interesting.
What I liked about it was that... he was just very much, I'm going to listen to you rant and laugh about it because it is kind of funny watching you lose your mind, which I shouldn't lose my mind. I admit that. And I generally try not to. And contrary to popular belief, if you listen to this show for 20 hours a week, I'm very pretty much rational, you know, almost all the time. But every so often, there's a subject that just gets me to that zone.
Yeah.
And the subject is all of the rationalizations and excuses people are already making up for if they don't make the playoffs. And to me, it's like, this is the first year where the expectations should be the playoffs. They have everything in place now that they need, allegedly.
Yeah, I think we've both agreed on
that.
I'm not sensing what you're sensing, that there's a bunch of people out there.
I think there are a lot of people
making rationalizations.
And here's part of the problem. Social media isn't real life. And most of the people on social media are, you know, negative and critical and all that other stuff all the time. But for the most part, or they're the people that are just like super fans, you know? And it's like anything they perceive to be criticism of their favorite team, they attack. And, you know, that. This idea that somehow every single time that Neil Huntington speaks, you know, it's like he's coming out of the mountain, or not Neil Huntington, Ben Cherington speaks, it's like he's coming out of the mountain with 2 stone tablets and his words written on them, you know what I mean, with white hair. I mean, listen.
Do you think most people believe that?
What?
That Cherington
There are a lot of people that buy hook, line, and sinker all of the reasons why the Pirates can't ever win. Or all the reasons why the Pirates can't do this, or can't do that, or can't do this, or, yeah, he's right, they shouldn't have done this, or given up this, or that. Hey, you know, at some point, there has to be expectations.
I think they're here, man. I think for most people, if they go 81
and 81, there'll be some people that think we should be in the, at the point with
some,
a parade.
Some, but I think expectations are there right now, and I think there was a demand to do something at the deadline, and I think they did. I think they did something at the deadline. Why is this guy starting today? Ortiz is on 4 days rest, and he only pitched 5 innings his last outing. Why isn't he pitching today?
Was it?
Limits. Why?
So his last start was what, Friday?
Yeah.
Correct?
So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's 4 days rest.
Yeah, that I don't understand.
Instead, what is this, a give-up day?
It sure seems like it.
They're going with Tommy Van... Who's the guy?
Jake Woodford.
Same thing.
And the Astros are throwing Valdez out there. He's just one of the best in baseball.
Let's just lose this game and move on.
Yeah, we took two out of three. We're content.
Why isn't Ortiz pitching?
I don't get it. Like, are they holding him back? Well, he's scheduled to pitch tomorrow.
I know.
But why not today?
Why not today?
Well, as Shelty would say, we need to give our guys the extra rest.
That's actually what's happening here. Now that you mention it out loud, this is for Skeens.
Marco Gonzalez is Saturday.
This is an does Skeens get an extra day here then?
Well, Skeens has the off day Thursday.
So how many days will Skeens get between starts here?
He's going to start. He should start on Sunday, and he started on Monday.
Yeah,
so we get
five days.
There you go.
He'll get the extra day.
They're trying to get the extra days for him. I don't know that I love this. You give away especially, a game to get him an extra day.
Supposed to be Martin Perez this start today.
Well, he stinks too.
Especially when you have an off day tomorrow. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. They did trade from their depth too. I mean, this could have been a Priester start. It wasn't a Martin Perez start.
The last time I saw Priester, he gave up 17 runs in half a minute.
I'm not saying Quinn Priester should start the game.
The last time I saw Perez, actually, was actually pretty good, wasn't he?
He was, but the couple starts before that, he was getting bombed.
Yeah, he gave up, 11 runs against Philly and Milwaukee combined. I guess I would rather have him than this guy. I'll say that much.
How about Fleming, who decided he'd rather go be a free agent? And so,
well, they DFA'd him for the second time this year.
Right, and they DFA'd him, but
CRA was actually good the second time around.
He had the option of, staying around, and he opted for free agency, complete free agency, and so he's not around.
No Domingo Herman. They decide Jake Woodford is the better option.
Is Cabali around?
Cabali said that he was walking to the media room. I told him that
he's doing this intentionally.
Cabali tried to troll me yesterday when
How
I
about
said,
Ashcraft?
Good to see Roman Wilson on a cart. That was not great to see Roman Wilson be carted off the field yesterday. And Cabali said, all the players go off of the field on carts. Maybe they should have got Mark a cart to go up to the media room.
Oh,
to get there. What does it take him an hour to get to the media room? I know he's torn to it.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. I just texted him. He said walking back to the media room 10 minutes ago.
What should we do? Should we come back with him for the final segment or just keep going here? Wasn't there a big fight today at camp?
There was a big fight, yeah. Landon Roberts was involved.
Is he here?
Patrick Queen. There is no Cabali on screen yet.
Well, forget it. Let's just come back with Cabali because I want to get to that fight. I want to know who started it, what happened, who got beat up. Why don't we just come back with him and end the show with him?
I hope they got poor Cabali a cart.
Why don't we just do Text in the City right now?
You want to do some Text in the City right now?
We could.
Well, why don't you fire up the music? I think that would be wonderful. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And whenever Cabali gets here or gets there, he's going to be on the fan hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What a wonderful... There we go. All right, give us some of the best texts of the day, if you would, Limitless Wonder.
People are going.
You read them, we'll rate them.
Oh, people are going nuts on Paul's big rant, and that'll be our big social video out today on all of our 93.7 The Fan social platforms when that uploads. A lot of mixed reviews on Paul. A lot of people texted in all caps, Paul Zeiss, others. When Paul Zeiss is the only sane reaction to the trade deadline, everything should be evaluated with more cheap moves, all the sheets money brought in. Dan in Upper St. Clair is not pleased with some of the moves that are decided on.
What do you mean the cheap moves? I give that one a one. These people are so hooked into... I swear to God that people would rather the Pirates spend tons of money than lose and spend hardly any money and win. I swear I believe that to be true. What does finances really have to do with the trade deadline. They brought in some money. They got rid of a guy who has a 5 ERA, 5.2 to be exact, in Perez.
Well, the Parada report insinuated they didn't want to add any salary, and they dumped Martin Perez's salary and really didn't add any. They maybe added $1 million at the deadline.
Well, they really didn't dump it. They wound up getting a pitching prospect out of that deal.
Right. I mean, I think it's just like, again, it's a standard response. You know, nodding. Now, remember we had this discussion, when was it, the day when we didn't, when Joe wasn't here? Remember that, City Limits? People just, they've created, the villain is nodding, and no matter what happens, it's always nodding. I agree with Joe on this one.
Can't we just be slightly happy for a minute? I also think, I wish they had swung for the fences with a grand slam, but they absolutely helped their team.
They got better.
Kyle Schwarber.
They got better.
Has fewer doubles and homers combined than De La Cruz. Kyle Schwarber's a slugger. Would you agree?
Yeah, no doubt.
They needed a right-handed power bat. They got one. And the other kid plays a bunch of positions, has like a 780 OPS. He's hitting 290. That's a bat who plays a bunch of positions. They got better.
Couple more texts and then Cabali is ready on the other side. That was by far the most entertaining radio listening I've ever had in my life. Thank you, Paul Zeiss, for quoting Animal House. You're a legend from now on in my eyes. Somebody else, listening to Paul Meltdown is the highlight of my work day. Gets me through it. Love that man. Another texter. I might need to go to therapy after this show.
Get Cabali on. Can Cabali come on the screen here?
Cabali says that he would prefer me to call. He doesn't have his laptop set up.
He's full of... Now he doesn't have his laptop set up.
We got to take a...
An hour to get to the tent, and now he doesn't have his laptop set up. Let's just come back with Cabali
show. Yep.
This is an outrage, Paul. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
At least? All right. Cabali next on the Steelers fight today. What happened there? We'll talk about...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
About it. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester, very kindly.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Mark Cabali is out at Steeler camp. Mark, we have to dispense with the formalities here. We're doing well, and I assume you are. Mark is now on 93.7 The Fan. You can see him in all his glory on the screen. There was a big fight today. Who started it? Who was involved? What happened? Is it a big deal?
It was Ron Cook, and he was going after some people. It was a little bit of – it was late in practice. Justin Fields was running play, and Landon Roberts hit him a little bit late. That just erupted everything. Mason McCormick took umbrage to it, drilled a Landon Roberts, then everybody came in. Somebody de-cleated Patrick Queen, Joey Porter throwing left hooks. It took about 25, 30 seconds to break him up. And that was fresh off a little skirmish about 5 minutes before that between Queen and Nick Herbig. So it's kind of toasty today. So we're about a week in. You expect some tempers to get flared. But the bottom line here was Mason McCormick, he's from South Dakota. He ain't taking no crap. And that's what it was there. He didn't think twice. He went and drilled probably one of the tougher guys on the team, Landon Roberts, and it was all over.
I love that, Paul.
Well, I got to always turn my mic on, I guess. Of course, after a couple of segments ago, people probably are saying, turn this guy's mic off. But anyway, I like, when they get in pads, they get a little chippy, right? It's hot up there, and, you get tired of hitting the same people and seeing the same people. It's okay to blow off a little bit of steam. I think people make way too much out of these kind of fights, right?
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple hooks thrown, though. The Joey Porter left hook was pretty impressive. I don't think he hit anything. But somebody came off the side or in the back and really plowed into Patrick Queen, and he went head over heels. So it was more than your average just pushing and shoving, but it wasn't to the fact that, people were taking their helmets off and cracking each other over the head with it or anything like that. But you're right. It's really, really steamy and hot today. We're a week into this now. So it's about the time it happens.
You missed the most important piece of information, though, is that today apparently was the debut at camp of Sierra.
Yes. I was right by her. She was a couple bodyguards next to her. She was allowed extra access to maybe that I wasn't, but that's understandable. So, yeah.
Who's the bigger power couple at the moment? Sierra and Russ, or Paul Skeens and Livy Dunn, in your humble opinion?
Well, it'd have to be Russell and Ciara, right? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
I mean, what's Livy Dunn? I mean, no offense.
I disagree. Clearly,
you're wrong, Mark.
This is not even close.
Wrong.
Mark, you're right.
Livy Dunn's a social media person, right? And Paul Skeens is a up-and-coming pitcher.
He's the third biggest star in all of baseball. Russell Wilson's star has disappeared here for the time being.
How many rings does Paul Skeens have? None.
Livy Dunn's covering the Olympics in Paris right now. Sierra's not there.
Right. That's right.
The Olympics.
Sierra, first of all, out of all four of them, Sierra is so much bigger than all the other three combined. Yeah.
Look up Instagram followings right now.
That doesn't mean a thing.
Skeens is the biggest of all four.
You know what, Joe? Will Graves is covering the Olympics too, but he's not up there. I think it was Austin City Limits said that Livy Dunn's covering the Olympics. So is Will Graves. What's that matter?
Paul, may I engage Mark in a new game?
Come on.
Has 35 million Instagram followers. Livy Dunn, 5 million Instagram followers.
Exactly.
He says yes.
My point is Livy Dunn's entire, what do we call it? Her entire aura,
brand
is Instagram. Instagram is like a afterthought to Sierra, who's got 90 other things going that make her famous before we even get to Instagram, and she still crushes her in that category.
His mustache and Livy Dunn.
Remember that kid?
Can we play, as we move along here in the final segment, various clips of Ron? Because Kabali absolutely lives for that.
First of all, Ron won't stop texting me.
Wait, Ron's not texting anybody else. What's he texting you?
He must have texted me 15 times last night.
About what?
I'm like, Ron, you need a hobby.
What's he texting you about?
Everything I tweet, he like makes a rebuttal to. Smart Alec rebuttal. I'm like, Ron, go get yourself some free and free light and leave me alone.
Let's take a quick call here before I get to more one thing statements here on Sports, and we'll go to Ron in Cooks Forest, wants to talk about Jared Jones. Hey, Ron.
Do you have Ron from
Ron in Cooks Forest?
Hey, Palsy, you know what they say. You can't make the club in the top, Bob.
Bob, Paul, May I engage Mark in a new game very briefly?
Yes, go ahead.
Instead of free association, we'll go back to Paul's questions in a moment. I have a new game I wanted to try on you called Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal. I'm going to ask you something, and you tell me which one of those it is, and then give a very, very brief explanation. You ready?
I didn't know I had to have rules here, but I might need to email me the rules, but go ahead.
Just say big deal, small deal, no deal with an explanation. Okay? Big deal, small deal, no deal, Russell Wilson's injury.
No deal.
Pickens dust up with the receivers coach. Big deal, small deal, no deal.
Small deal.
Explain.
Wow. It's George Pickens. It's wide receivers. I mean, nobody mentioned about the time where George made a play and he came over and smacked him on the butt and said, good job, George, right? So I wouldn't read too much into that right now.
Beanie Bishop getting all these reps at slot receiver or at slot corner.
Small deal. I mean, they're just filling him out right now to see what he can do because of lack of options.
The new kickoff rule.
Stupid. That's my extra one there. They spent about 30 minutes on it the past 2 days, and they've each player moved about 2 feet. I mean, this is just remedial stuff that these guys are going to screw up, and it's going to be a disaster. They're going to challenge every single play. If a guy's an inch over the line or not, it's a disaster waiting to happen.
Limits, I like this game so far. You?
I like it a lot.
Paul, pretty good game?
Sounds good.
Your turn. Go ahead. I just wanted to test it. I liked it.
Ron Quick, keep texting me. Big deal, small deal, no deal.
Mark, big deal, small deal, no deal, Roman Wilson injury.
Very good.
I think it's a small deal. We haven't heard really the how long it's going to be, but, you know, he looked good early on, so I think it's a small deal. A little setback. It's not a big deal, and it's not a no deal. Small deal.
Big deal, small deal, no deal. They haven't made a trade for a wide receiver yet.
See how everybody's – this makes me proud. Everybody's catching on, Mark, and this is going well. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's no big deal. I don't think so because I don't think there's anybody out there for them to acquire. There's Ray Fittipaldi trying to confuse me. Look at this. It's Ray.
Hi, Ray. Look, Paul, say hi to Ray.
Hey, Ray, how you doing?
You missed him.
He just flipped you off and left, so don't worry.
It's all right.
Big deal, small deal, no deal, Justin Fields' performance so far in camp.
Small deal, because what you see on Twitter is basically his highlights. There's a lot of lowlights, too. So I think he is what he is right now. I mean, what I've noticed is I've come to the conclusion I was a little bit hesitant on it. They need some sort of goal line package or 2-point package for him because he's just absolutely unstoppable at that place, in that area of the field.
You think that?
I think they need to. I don't know about Joe.
I forgot what I asked. Who are we talking
Justin
about?
Justin Fields, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you believe that?
Believe what?
That he's unstoppable in the red zone.
I think he's an incredible weapon that they need to have, that they need to put the ball in his hand 5 times a game in some form or fashion. You agree with that,
yeah.
Kamali?
I do. I mean, they need to have some sort of package. I'm not saying use it every single game, but I definitely need – they need to have him out there at some point. I mean, how he does those read options, I don't see anybody stopping him, man. He's just that good.
Big deal, small deal, no deal, Cam's contract situation.
I'm guessing you're not talking about Cam Sutton. I don't think it's a big deal, but I've been on this for 6 months now, man. I think it's going to get done. Now, it might be the second one to get done. There might be somebody coming here very, 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 very quickly of a contract extension, read between the lines. But I think it will eventually get done. I don't think it's Bill. He didn't practice today, but neither did T.J. Watt, neither did Sam Alu. So, I think it gets done. I still are holding out on that, and I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think Cam's going to stop playing or anything like that. I think the deal will get done, and I think he'll have a good season.
Mark, I saw this yesterday. Big deal, small deal, no deal. Darnell Washington catching passes over the middle from Justin Fields.
Forget about that. I don't give a crap if he catches one ball or not. I saw him on backs on backers, man. That guy wasn't even breaking the sweat and swatting people left and right. That's how dominant he was at the end of the line of scrimmage. So if
big year then,
that, I really don't even care.
Big year for Mount Washington.
You're not going to notice it because he's just going to be, you know, he's going to be a 10, 12 catch guy, but he's going to be invaluable in the run game, especially in the at the red zone.
Big deal, no deal, small deal. We haven't heard the annual gold jacket ceremony for Calvin Austin.
Yeah, how is Mr. July doing?
He's been kind of quiet the last couple of days here. I mean, a lot of that might have to do with the quarterback. They've been doing a lot of underneath stuff. They've gotten away from some of the deeper balls in the last couple of practices, and that's where he excels. Like I said, with this wide receiver two, with air quotes, it's going to be a wide receiver two by committee. There's going to be three or four guys that are going to shuffle in and out depending on the situation and who's healthy and who's not tired. You're not going to find somebody who's going to come in there and be your legit number two like a T. Higgins or a Brandon Ayuk. It's just not going to happen. Your closest one to that is going to be Freiermuth.
Did Fittipaldo just flush the toilet?
No, he went to lunch with Jerry Dolak.
Oh. Last question, 15 seconds on this one. We got to go. Big deal, small deal, no deal. Arthur Smith's reveals so far of this offense in camp.
I think it's a big deal. I think we know he likes to run a lot of outside zone, a lot of stretch plays. That's why they got those fast running back, fast offensive linemen now, quick offensive linemen. I think he knows how to run a practice. I think he knows how to scheme an offense, which you see so far. He likes to use the tight ends. I mean, when you just look at him as a single entity, it's like, okay, it's not impressive, but you compare him to Matt Canada, night and day, man.
Thank you,
there's
Mark.
There's one who's a professional ball coach, and there's one who wasn't a professional coach.
You're a wonderful man. Talk to you later, bud.
I'm going to go text Ron.
Fan weather, it's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 92 today. Sunny skies. Good night, Paul. Good night, Limits. I'll see you both tomorrow.
Yes,
good night.
We will have a good day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.